JC Corcoran Podcast.
Oh, Jean Marie, you're a stitch. No, Mom's gonna do the turkey. Yeah, Dad wants ambrosia, so I guess we gotta get those miniature marshmallows. And I'll do the crescent rolls, and you do the cranberries. You know I can't cook. Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow then. Gobble, gobble. Oh, bye-bye. Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that dumbass smile off your cheeks.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Monday, November 21st, 2022. 85 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida. How you doing, folks? It's JC here at jcontheline.com. Better late than never. This was one of those nightmarish situations. I had everything all set up last night. I had a whole bunch of stuff lined up that I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to play for you all this sort of stuff. I do the preparation about an hour before I get ready to start recording the podcast. Everything is going along swimmingly. And then you hit the record button and the computer, it's like that scene from Office Space where Peter is trying to get out of the place, trying to get out of Inatech, and the computer keeps saving things and archiving things. And he's like, come on, I'm trying to get out of here. Lundberg's coming. And that's what it was like for a little bit over an hour this morning while I sat here and just watched those loading bars, whatever they call those things, just load and load and load. And I'm just sitting here waiting, and there's nothing you can do because the computer is like, you're waiting for me. So that's what I've been dealing with here so far this morning. But as I said, better late than never. I don't have any skin left on my fingernails because when I get really, really nervous, I'm unaware of the fact I'm doing it when it's happening, but I start pulling on the cuticle of my fingers during football games or tense movie situations or something like that. By the way, we're seeing that Steven Spielberg thing tonight, The Fablemans. That is tonight, and there's a lot of people jumping up and down saying that this will be regarded as Steven Spielberg's best work as he sort of winds down his career. He's what, 75 now or something like that? And he's not going to make movies forever, and they just say this one is extraordinary. So really looking forward to seeing The Fablemans tonight. We'll have a full report on your desk in the morning. I believe the movie opens wide on Wednesday. Apparently anything can happen in the NFL. And you know why I say that? Because I've been saying that almost every week for like the last 4 or 5 weeks. And now we see, I mean, that Chiefs game though was so much fun to watch. I got into an interesting discussion yesterday with a guy about the NFL and technology. The replays from like 10 different angles. You've got the superimposition of what down it is printed right on the field for you to see. You have all this sort of stuff going on. And yet it still comes down to a human being saying, here's where I think you fell down with the ball or were tackled. And now bring out two guys with two metal poles and a chain. So much for the technology. I'll tell you something else. I can improve football because here's what's wrong with football. It's like, yeah. All right, so you have all the excitement for a game, especially if it's a big game, you know, and the line comes out usually as early as Sunday, certainly no later than Monday. The line comes out for the bettors, and then you get the Wednesday, injury report and the first of the news conferences, and then you're getting all excited. It's getting closer and closer to game day, and people are speculating, and there's shows on the sports channels and on sports radio, and everybody's talking about the big game. And then it's Sunday morning and people start drinking at 4 a.m. and stuffing chicken wings down their throats. Gets to the point where people don't even bother chewing the chicken off the wing. They just put the whole thing and chomp down, eat the bones and all. That's what it looks like sometimes. And then, and then you have the Fox NFL pregame show and the CBS NFL pregame show, and everybody makes their picks. And now it is, you're looking live. Remember Brent Musburger? You're looking live at the Oakland Alameda Coliseum Stadium thing place. And everybody's excited. You get the shot of the crowd. The crowd knows they're on TV, and they start jumping up and down, and everybody's about out of their minds. They put the football on the tee. The guy kicks the ball off, it goes into the end zone, and it's a touchback. Oh, bring it out to the 25. That is the most anticlimactic thing that you got. There should be a law, should be a new rule in the NFL that, and I know why, they stopped having players run the ball out, because these guys have gotten so much bigger and stronger, and people were getting killed out there, and so they want to avoid those situations. But I don't care if you're going all the way back to the days of Billy White Shoes Johnson, right up to Oz Hakim from the Rams. Those were such exciting plays. You should have to run the ball out on the opening kickoff. Otherwise, you've built up to this whole thing, and it's like, womp, womp. I found out yesterday that Mike Martz is back living in St. Louis. I had no idea. Apparently, his wife wants to be closer to their daughter, who still lives around here somewhere. So if you see a guy walking around who looks like Mike Martz, it probably is. Steinberg Ice Rink is open right now. Yeah, you talk to these athletes, especially guys like football players and baseball players and stuff like that, about the degree of difficulty, and almost to a man, they will tell you that it's, something on skates. I remember having that conversation with Rick Horton, one of the few times I've spoken to Rick Horton, and, it's like, what do you think? Because the thing they always say is the most difficult thing in sport is to hit a baseball, especially when it's curving. Now, I'm going to tell you something about that. I brought this up over the summer. You give me a couple of weeks and I can teach you to hit a curveball. Hitting a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, that's much harder. That's much harder. But I could teach you to hit a curveball, especially if you know the curveball is coming, or if you're a good guesser and you know the curveball is coming. No, you can hit a curveball. Can't hit a fastball going 100 miles an hour. That's hard. How they do that, that's when, as a man of, shall we say, a certain age, you realize how badly your reflexes have suffered with time, because I couldn't get out there and anticipate, to make contact with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. There's no way I could do that. And yet, when you're 22 and you're sitting there like 100 miles an hour, come on, bring it on. But you talk to a lot of the athletes, professional athletes, and they'll tell you that anything on skates, they think skating is the hardest thing to do. I remember I was supposed to give something away it was between periods at a Blues game. This was back in the 80s, I think. I was supposed to give something away, and I said, where do you want me to do it from? And they go, well, we'll roll out a little carpet and you walk out. I go, fuck that. Just open up the gate behind the goal, and I'm going to skate out. And they're like, oh, can you skate? And I said, yeah, I can skate. So they announced my name, and of course 20,000 people start booing. But then I skated out to center ice, and then I did a little pirouette, little turnaround there, which I still can do. Now everybody's cheering. It's sort of like, oh, we didn't know you could skate. Oh, okay, you're cool. Something that does not appear to be that difficult, at least in terms of skill, certainly in terms of endurance, is soccer. I'm trying really, really hard not to hate soccer. I'm trying my best. And you got this thing this afternoon at 1 o'clock, World Cup Soccer, USA versus Wales. And then they'll play again on Friday and again next Tuesday. There are people who have taken off work today to be able to watch this thing this afternoon. I admire their passion. Gasoline prices coming down, $3.21 in St. Louis. I've seen it for a lot less in St. Louis, though, and higher in some places. And you go over to Illinois, then the nightmares start again, because they got different laws over there for the processing of and the refinement of gasoline. Speaking of producing gas, the McRib is back. Now, I put a picture on my Facebook page, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. It's a picture of of a completed, shall we say, McRib sandwich, like the one the McDonald's people put out. David say, look at this delicious sandwich. Don't you want one? And by the way, sometime dig around on the internet. If I can find it, I'll post it myself. But there's all these rules that the, I don't know if it's the FTC or whoever it is involved in this, all these rules about what you can and cannot do in terms of advertising food on television. It's pretty amazing because the people who make the commercials say, well, you can't, for example, if you're selling ice cream, okay, say you got the Breyers account, which is about the only decent ice cream I think there is. You got the Breyers account. It's like, okay, now we have to shoot a TV commercial, and you put the ice cream out there and you set up the cameras. By the time the cameras are ready to shoot and all the lights are on, the ice cream is melted. So what can you do? And back in the 60s, I believe it was, people said, well, let's not use ice cream. Let's use styrofoam or something like that. And we'll put a little coating over it and it'll look like ice cream on camera. It just won't be ice cream. And the government came along and said, no. Yeah, you can't do that. There are rules for what people can and cannot do in terms of food advertising. Like I said, if I can find one of those articles, I'll dig it up and I'll post it, or we'll talk about it here on the podcast. But there's the picture of the McRib sandwich, which looks, you know, tolerable. And then right next to it, though, I have the picture of the McRib. The McRib, what it looks like when they just take it out of the freezer. And I posted that, and people started telling me McDonald's horror stories. People who worked behind the counter at McDonald's, and they're like, oh, that's just the half of it, JC. That's when do you start getting into the sauce or the stuff that makes it brown, I guess. I guess technically that is sauce. And apparently it's just, it's you don't want to know. You don't want to know. But I'm telling you, I think just as many people said, you know, either I love it or, you know, my husband loves it or, oh, you know, bring it out, I'll eat it. It's, you know, I don't care. It's delicious when you're eating it, even though you're eating something that has been molded in a press to make it look like it has bones in it. I've never really understood that. It's sort of like you can't eat ribs without bones, so we'll make fake bones, but you can eat those too. I don't know. I don't get it, but I don't eat a McDonald's either. We had another mass shooting over the weekend, this time a gay nightclub. Did you ever think about this? And I think it was, the guy who does Savage Love, Dan Savage. Here's what he posted over the weekend. Unarmed queers in a gay bar in Colorado Springs were able to do what hundreds of armed men couldn't do in Uvalde. And he's got a damn good point. The Uvalde chicken shits were walking around with all their guns and all their gear, and it's like, you want to go in? No, I don't want to go. You go in. Make Mikey do it. He'll go anywhere. But at Colorado Springs, a couple of gay guys went in there and stopped the guy with the gun and stopped the murdering, and it's a point well taken. Republicans are jumping all over Hunter Biden. It is interesting, considering Hunter Biden, not a member of the United States government, but they're all over him anyhow because they got to get something now to distract people from the shit they're going to try and pull while you're not looking. Somebody posted this, and again, well taken point, regardless of which side you're on, well taken point. Ivanka and Jared got $640 million as White House advisors. Ivanka got 18 trademarks from China. Jared got $2 billion from the Saudis. Jared got $6.35 million in PPP loans. Ivanka, Jr., and Eric are all being sued for fraud. Tell me more about Hunter Biden. There's that jersey again for St. Louis FC. It's not a St. Louis City FC jersey. It is a Purina shirt, okay? Couldn't be more obvious. Purina is like 10 times larger on the shirt than the logo for the soccer team. And I don't even know what to say about Buffalo. You just sit there and you watch it. This is the second of these devastating, just catastrophic snowstorms they've had in the last couple of years. Now, when I lived there, I was there for about 2 years, and I think the worst I got was, I think, 27 inches once. And that, you know, shut things down for a couple of days.
they're going to still be seeing dirty snow patches in Buffalo in July. Is it all melted yet? I have a lot of friends who are there. They're there right now, and they're just hoping that their roofs don't collapse. It is unbelievable. If you've seen, I put a couple of pictures up also on my Facebook page, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. So there's stuff that you can see there, too. It's incredible. And again, you know, as I said Friday, Buffalo decided, yeah, let's build a football stadium. Where do you want to put it? Let's put it right in the snow belt. Okay, we're going to put a roof on it, right? No, no, let's make it open air. And now this stadium is probably going to be knocked down. They're going to build another one. And from everything that I've been told, they're going to build it right next to the existing one. And that one's going to be open air too. So I don't know what to say to somebody like that, to a group of city leaders who just say, yeah, you're right. We're stupid. I remember moving to St. Louis in 1984. And you're like taking your life in your hands, just crossing over there from one Memorial Drive over to the Arch Grounds. And it's like, God, can't they build something here? Just build a little bridge over the top that goes over the top of the traffic, or just some way that you don't have to risk life and limb just going to the Arch Grounds. That was in 1984. When did they complete that? What, about 5 or 6 years ago? Progress. It was 19 years ago. In 2003, the FDA approved Cialis. It immediately gave competition to the two existing ED medications because Cialis was, well, you can take that before you do the horizontal bob. You can take it a couple of hours, whereas Viagra and Levitra have an hour fuse. One of the last jokes I told my father before he passed away that he really laughed at hard was, I said, what do Disney World and Viagra have in common? I don't know. What? In both cases, you have to wait around for an hour for a two-minute ride. Good morning, everybody. But I remember the little blue tint a couple of times it took Viagra. And I don't mind talking about it either because I thought, well, this is something to be sort of embarrassed about. You know, you get a couple of beers in your best friend and you find out that he tried it too. And then the other guy comes by and goes, oh, yeah, I tried it. And I'm like, oh, so the whole time I'm like keeping it quiet because there was so much curiosity about it that you had to try it. You know, you could go to the doctor, they give you three or four just as a sample, and you try it because you want to, you know, there are times when you're tired or you had a little too much to drink or whatever. But then there's also just, I think, natural curiosity. I remember we were talking about this on the air once on the old K-Heads morning show, and the girls were there, and they were fascinated by it, too, that we were talking about it. And John had not tried it, and he was asking me about the blue tint, because I remember he said, well, if you take a Viagra and you look at me, my face going to look blue. And I told him, I said, John, I don't really think you're going to be there. I hate to break your heart, you know? But if a guy tells you he hasn't tried it or doesn't use it, he's lying. Everybody has. And Frank Cusimano, who will occasionally, I don't have that problem. It's like, shut up, Frank. First of all, you're lying too. Second of all, if you don't now, you eventually will. It comes with age. And also medication. This, you know, I've got 4 stents in my heart and I got high cholesterol and all that sort of stuff. And a lot of the medication they give you has, shall we say, a detrimental effect on the hydraulics. So like I said, if a guy says, no, I haven't done that, bullshit, he's lying. David Cassidy passed away of liver failure 5 years ago today. Originally, they thought it was complications from dementia, but what happened was when he found out that he had dementia, he started drinking like crazy, and he just ruined his liver. 42 years ago today, that's all it took. A TV show where somebody got killed and nobody knew who it was and who shot JR, and that was in 1980. 42 years ago today, 1980, the inspiration for the song Dirty Laundry took place when Don Henley was arrested in L.A. after paramedics treated a nude 16-year-old girl suffering from drug intoxication. This was at his home. Later, he pled no contest to contributing to the delinquency of a minor and went into a drug diversion program to avoid felony drug charges for unlawful possession of marijuana, cocaine, and quaaludes. He was in a lot of trouble there for a while. The first Rocky movie came out on this date in 1976, 46 years ago. Sylvester Stallone, talking about the balls on that guy, he'd only been in a couple of movies, a couple of like little bit parts here and there. And, you know, he walks in and says, here's my movie that I wrote, and I have to star in it. I got to play Rocky. And everybody was like, get out of here. Somebody finally came along, and the rest, as they say, is history. I remember this date vividly, 1975, because I was working at a radio station in Rockford, Illinois, and I was down the hall. I was not on the air. I had finished my show, and I was there. It was like on a Saturday night or something. We were hanging around the radio station for some reason, and I was like, what the hell are we playing? What is this? It was Bohemian Rhapsody. And again, the rest is history. 59 years ago today, 1963, President John F. Kennedy and Jackie arrived in San Antonio, or as they called it, Crazy Town, for a two-day tour. We know how that all ended. Thomas Edison announced his newest invention, a hand-cranked foil cylinder phonograph, which he dubbed a talking machine. First thing he ever recorded, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Birthdays today, great actress. Great actress. You've seen her in The Hunger Games, but she's been in a lot of other really good movies, including this Sean Penn thing called Into the Wild, which he directed. Jenna Malone, 38 today. Michael Strahan, who appears to be everywhere, 51. Ken Griffey Jr., 53. Troy Aikman, 56. Bjork, 57. There's one you like to take home to mom and dad, huh? Nicolette Sheridan, 59. Goldie Hawn, 77. Marlo Thomas, that girl, Phil Donahue's girl, is 85. Tom Petty's estate has issued a cease and desist order to failed Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake for using I Won't Back Down in a video she posted on social media. He's like, well, he didn't do anything, but his estate is like, no. Roger Waters has released a new, darker version of Comfortably Numb along with a video. I will check that out for you. Journey bandmates Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain are at each other's throats again. Afro Man was on stage during a show in New Hampshire Friday night. Now, right there, I have to stop because it's like, who the hell would pay money to buy a ticket to see Afro Man? But they did, and he fell off the stage. It was during the song Because I Got High. The reason Al Roker has not been on your Today show is that he was hospitalized with blood clots. Mariah Carey is going to perform All I Want for Christmas Is You at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That starts at 8 o'clock Central Time on NBC and Peacock. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, won the box office again. Jurors in the Danny Masterson rape trial said Friday they are hopelessly deadlocked. The judge said, go back in with more deliberations after Thanksgiving. All right, late night tonight, Jimmy Fallon's got Tim Allen. Jimmy Kimmel has Carey Mulligan, Daniel Craig on with Stephen Colbert. Amy Adams and Maya Rudolph on with James Corden. And Seth Meyers has a visit with Jim Parsons and Amber Ruffin. Amber says, what? By the way, that thing Mariah Carey's going to be on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I watch it for the accidents, and there have been a lot. 1956, I don't remember this. I remember hearing about it, but Mickey Mouse went down. The balloon hit a street sign and crumpled to the ground. Superman lost an arm in the 85 parade, hit a tree branch. The Cat in the Hat puts a woman in a coma. During a 1997 parade, the Cat in the Hat struck a lamppost, which then fell over. The lamppost fell over and fractured a woman's skull. She was in a coma for a month. Barney got ripped apart a couple of years back, and an M&M gave a woman stitches. In 2005, an M&M balloon snagged on a pole in Times Square, then hit a streetlight, broken part from the light, injured two sisters. One of them needed stitches in the back of her head. Have a nice holiday. Taylor Swift wins all six of the American Music Awards. Last night, they booed Chris Brown, and Kelly Rowland was like screaming at the crowd to stop. By now you've heard Elon Musk has reinstated Donald Trump's Twitter account. Kanye and Kathy Griffin were also let back on. And Drew Barrymore, here's the quote of the day. Listen, I've tried everything. I've done everything. That's why I'm so boring now. End quote. Drew Barrymore commenting on her sexual past. And this is a bit from Bill Maher on Friday night. The premise is that they break for the holidays now. He's not back until something like January 15th. So he's got the holidays off. And what they do is they try to project what the headlines will be over the course of the next couple of months between now and the time they come back on the air. That's the setup.
Always before we go, we do a future headline for the people who get their news from this show. We will actually provide, because we love you, the audience, we will provide for you the headlines that will be there when we're gone, so you're not behind. These are the future headlines. You will see a chemical in my pillow stuffing found to make people stupid. I guarantee you'll see that. Bitcoin now worth less than coin. Wow. Herschel Walker inks 7-figure deal to read book. Paris Hilton ends marriage after catching husband with another mannequin. Oh, that's... Ted Cruz to open museum of all the things thrown at him. AARP, BLM, and Magicians Union all call for a boycott of that old black magic. And IRS questions Trump tax deduction for giving away Tiffany.
Oh, man. All right. And finally, Mariah Carey, I guess you heard about this, has lost her battle to legally be granted the patent for the phrase, the Queen of Christmas. So now that title automatically goes back to Lindsey Graham. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast eventually, sorry, we're like 2 hours late today, but I explained the whole thing. Monday, November 21st, 2022, 85 days until Pitchers and Catchers report to Jupiter, Florida. We're here every weekday morning. It's supposed to be about 7 o'clock, but doesn't always work that way. Anyhow, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. In the meantime, beat this one to death. Have a good one. See you then. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.